We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming out of chapter 15, and we'll begin at verse 21. We'll read to the end of the chapter. Now, Jesus is going to start pushing things in the direction of the Great Commission he's going to give his church after he is raised from the dead. We see that he travels outside Israel into the area of Tyre and Sidon. Now, it's hard to know exactly what he was doing, but it seems that he's pushing outward in a way that he wants his church one day, in our day, to take the gospel to the nations. He's going to interact with people. And he encounters a Canaanite woman. That's a non-Jewish person. Now you're still living. He's still living in the time when the law, preparatory to Christ coming and fulfillment, is restricting the covenant to the Jewish people. But a Canaanite woman comes, and she's heard about Jesus. And her daughter is possessed by a demon, and she believes in him. And so she asks Jesus to cast out the demon. Now the disciples hear of this, and they say, send her away. She's bothering us, in short. Who does she think she is? And we see here the missionary compassion of Jesus Christ for sinners. Maybe you say, you know, I'm a sinner. I really don't belong at the church. Well, you belong with Jesus, and she's an example of it. Now, Jesus is going to test her attitude. He's actually going to point out when she asks for the miracle, Jesus says, well, the truth is I was sent at this time for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he says to her, it would not be right for the children's food to be given to the dogs. Now you're going, did Jesus just call her a dog? Well, let me say that there's a context for that. He's making a comment, and I think he's testing her for her attitude that the Canaanites at this time were outside of the covenant, and Jesus was doing his work among the people of Israel. I do want to say to all the youth, the teenage boys here particularly, you are not being Christ-like if you call someone a dog. There's a context for this. It's not your context. And she responds in faith. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus commends her faith. Anyone can be saved through faith. And Jesus, even before his resurrection, caused this expansion of the gospel to all the world. He is reaching out and he's saving anyone who believes. And many people then are healed as they come to the Lord Jesus. Now, the passage concludes with one of the many miraculous feedings in the New Testament. These things would happen and large crowds would be there. On this occasion, there's 4,000 men, many other thousands of men and women. And Jesus has compassion on them. And the disciples, again, Jesus urges them to feed them, and they say, what are we going to feed them with? We can't feed them, and they did not have compassion. I wonder if we look upon the world the way that they do. The needs are so many, particularly so many people need to hear about Christ. What can we do? Jesus says, you feed them. And he asks them, how many loaves do you have? What do you have? 7 loaves, a few small fish. And so Jesus, what happens here is what we need to do. We take the little that we have and we place it into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we do. That's what we do in the ministry. I can't change the heart, but I can do the work he's called me to do. You can't change your children's hearts as parents, but you can be faithful. And you can do it in Jesus' name. You can pray to him. You can put your ministry, whatever it is, into Jesus' hands. And he's able to do a work of great abundance. What happened is, as they were distributing the bread, it just kept going. It reminds me, I've often used this parable and ones like it, that the power of God miraculously works usually as we are trusting in him. We want to wait for the miracle, and then when it's been proved, then we'll trust in him. But it's very clear here, as they were distributing them, that the miracle took half place and many people were blessed. Only then did Jesus send them away. What a Savior. He's a Savior for all the world. He's a Savior who is mighty to meet our eternal needs. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 21 of Matthew 15. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, have mercy on me, O Lord, O Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away, for she's crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed immediately. Jesus went out from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there, and great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and they put them at his feet, and he healed them. So that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days, and I have nothing, and they have nothing to eat. I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint by the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7 and a few small fish." And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowd, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.